Why are you now kicking your second shoe off? You love your virtue. Why would you kick your second shoe off? And he said, the Rabbi Yochum said an incredible thing. And he said, at the end of the day, if I can't have my one shoe, if I can't have my pair, at least let somebody else have the pair as well. At least let someone else to be able to understand, to be able for them to be able to have, if I can't have it, I've lost it already. Maybe now after the train, now someone's going to be able to carefully going to take a hockey stick or take a broom, and at least they'll have the pair if I can have it. So many of us have those little mitzvah opportunities in our lives over the next, literally, I would say a few weeks, but every single day, we have so many opportunities. Am I thinking about my family? Am I thinking about my friends? Am I thinking about my teachers? Am I thinking about the world at large? At the end of the day, for us to be able to realize small actions, big time results. Raise your hand if you ever heard of Rabbi Pesach Kron. I show him all the time in class. Rabbi Pesach Kron is a great, great, great tzaddik. If you want to get a new Haggadah from him, he put out a Haggadah called the Haggadah with the Maggid. Great, great stories. If you're looking to be able to get a new English Haggadah, great stories, look it up online. You'll have it for Pesach, Amir Tashem. So Rabbi Pesach Kron was once running through the airport, rushing. He was very, very late. He was getting to the airport, and Baruch Hashem, he made it to the gate. I don't know if you guys ever seen that scene from Home Alone, or Home Alone 2, I believe. I think it's Home Alone 2, where they're running to the airport, and by accident, they forget Kevin, the main kid in the movie, they forget him. In the airport, it's a whole thing. Not for now. So Rabbi Pesach Kron, he makes it, he makes it to the gate. They're literally about 10 minutes about closing. And at the end of the day, he's about to get on the plane where he sees two policemen from the airport rushing after him. And they said, Rabbi Kron, excuse me, sir. And he said, oh, Pesach, what did you do now? What did you do wrong? And he said the following. They said these two airport policemen said the following to him. And he said, you know, do you have your wallet with you? And he looked at his right pocket. He had his cell phone. And he just looked and he felt his left pocket and he didn't feel like he got a wallet. He said, no, I don't have my wallet. And he said, here's your wallet. We have your wallet. And he asked him, he said, thank you so much. You brought me my wallet? I got to ask you a question. There's a lost and found. Why didn't you just bring the wallet to the lost and found? I would have flown to where I was going to fly and then I would have figured it out. Why did you come running to me? And the police officer said such an incredible thing, and I think such a tremendous lesson for our own specific lives. And he said, the airport policeman said to him, you know, thousands of people pass us by every day. Thousands of people pass us by. And some of them say thank you. Some of them complain that they had to take their shoes off, or they complain that they were going to miss their flight. But you, we noticed that at the end of the day, you were in a rush, but you still made sure to say thank you for protecting us. Thank you for protecting us. And when we opened your wallet and we saw your driver's license, we said, look at this person. This person lost his wallet. He was the one person who honestly said thank you and really meant it. Even though he was late to his flight, we have to do whatever we can to be able to make sure to get him his wallet back. And that's why we're bringing you the wallet. And I thought such an incredible lesson for us. So many times we think that the little things in life, just thinking about a little thing, you could go a very, very long way. Little things can go a very, very long way. I know one of the main things that we spoke about on the email going out before we left school on Friday was one of the main things we said is that davening and brachas had to be at the top of our list. This is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that in the times of David HaMelech, there was a tremendous, tremendous plague. People, unfortunately, were passing away left and right, and nobody knew what to do. And David HaMelech, the King David himself, the Gemara says in Menachas, so what did David Melech do? David Melech enacted a rule that every single Jew should say 100 brachas a day. That there shouldn't be a day that goes by without 100 brachas. And this is exactly what we do every single day. We try to make sure that we say 100 brachas every day. Think about it. 100. 100 brachas is a little hard, you think, no? Well, if you daven Shmon Esrei and you have 19 brachas, 19 times 3, let's get our math hats on here for everyone, Ms. Vine, and Miss Oan, we have 19 times 3, that's 57, correct. Excellent. Then you really only have 43 other brachas left to be able to go. It's not that hard when you have brachas HaShachar, all the brachas in the morning, brachas HaTorah, Asher Yotzer. What's so special about a bracha? That's what they made sure that David HaMelech would do. That David HaMelech would make sure to stop the plague, dafka by a bracha. So I once saw a very beautiful idea. tonight, right now, actually, is a very tremendous, it's a very holy night. It's the yard site of the great rabbi of the first of the Ger dynasty, the Chidushim Rabbi Yitzhak Meir of Ger. I was by his kever once. His kever is buried in Poland, and he was in from the 19th century. Listen to what he says. He says, if you actually look in the Parsha, the Pasuk says, Me'es Adonam Le'me'es HaKikar Kikar La'odom. He says that the Mishkan was, every part of the Mishkan were made with these types of poles. 100 poles. So he says, there's 100 brachos that a Jew has to say every day, and there are 100 poles in the Mishkan. Something's going on over here. What's the connection? 100 and 100? The boys, listen closely. Remember, I'm so excited to learn with you. It's so special. Listen to what he says. He says that when a person makes a bracha, you're literally putting Hashem in your life. You're putting a foundation of Hashem in your life where nothing can touch you. That no coronavirus and no bad thing could ever happen. When you recognize Hashem throughout your life and you make sure that every single day that you're making brachas and you're doing your best to daven to Hashem and to learn Torah and to daven and to be kind, you're making Hashem part of your life. You're making Hashem to literally be part of your life, and you're not forgetting about Him. You're literally saying, I'm busy with all my classes, I'm busy with everything in my life, but at the end of the day, I remember Hashem in my life. When you make a bracha and you stop your life, you stop your busy life of all your Zooms and all your homeworks and all your classworks to say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Sha'akol Nihyeh B'dvaro. Hashem, I am recognizing your presence in my life. What does that do, says the Chiddush HaRim? You're literally bringing Hashem into your life where nothing can touch you. I just want to read you the lesson. Me'er brachot tzarech adam avarech b'chol yom, k'mo sha'adonim hayu ha'isodes ha'shal mishkan. These adonim, these poles, these foundations were the foundations of the mishkan. It's the foundation of our lives. The more we thank Hashem, the more we'll feel Hashem. The more we thank Him, the more we do the little things, the more we'll feel Him. Before I forget, we have to make sure to be able to dedicate tonight's learning. We're halfway through already. I apologize for not doing it in the beginning. For a Katzal Day School, very close family friend, Bela Liba Bat Yeshaya, whose yard set is also tonight. Bela Liba Bat Yeshaya, that her learning should be for her neshama. So let's just recap so far that we said. We said small actions, big differences. When the great rabbi, Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz, was getting on the train, and that shoe that fell off, what did he do? He made sure to kick off the second shoe. Because he wasn't just caring about himself. He said, if I can't have the pair of shoes, at least someone else have. At least I'll let someone else have it. Rabbi Pesach Kron was going to the airport, and he was doing his best to be able to make sure that at the end of the day, he wanted to make sure that he wanted to make the flight. And those two guards were running after him to make sure that he didn't get on. Because he said, truly, thank you for protecting us. Thank you for going above and beyond, for doing your best, and for caring about us, and for saying thank you to us. Just a simple thank you. What a thank you could do. And that's exactly what the Mishkan in this week's Parsha, the Yaakov Pekudei, double Parsha, actually triple Parsha, triple header, triple play. We have the Yaakov Pekudei and Parsha Zachorish. And at the end in Pekudei, it says that why are there 100 poles? There are 100 poles because we have these 100 foundations of the Mishkan. Because when a person says thank you, says the great Rabbi Chiddush HaRim, you're recognizing Hashem in your life. And when a Jew recognizes Hashem in your life, you're literally bringing Hashem's protection into your world. You're recognizing Hashem. You're stopping your day. You're stopping your busy Netflix, Zoom, whatever you guys are doing all day. I'm sure not so much Netflix. We're keeping you guys a little busy. But at the end of the day, to be able to say, before I enjoy what I'm going to enjoy, let me make sure to recognize Hashem. There's a great, great, great idea that I love to say this whenever I get off an air. I don't like to fly. I'm not a flyer. Whenever there's turbulence, I'm sure I spoke about this a lot in class. Whenever there's turbulence, I get very nervous. Just because growing up, I sometimes would throw up on planes. I'm not a flyer. Baruch Hashem, I've grown out of the throwing up, but I'm not a flyer. So every single time when I fly, whenever we land, I say one pasuk. What's the pasuk that I say? It's from a pasuk from Hallel. And I'm sure everyone here knows it. If I start it right now, it says, Hodu Hashem Ki Tov. Everyone finish it up. I'll actually finish it. Kili Olam Chasto. Oh, Daniel Yosef, very good. Kili Olam Chasto. What does it mean? Hodu Hashem Ki Tov. You should thank Hashem for the good that He gives in your life. Then Kili Olam Chasto. Then Hashem's kindness will endure forever. There's a great rabbi known as the Chozo of Lublin. Very good guys. I see that on the chat here that people finish up the pasuk. Beautiful. Hodil Hashem Ki Tov, says the Chozer Avot, listen to this, and this is super important, especially in the days that we're living, especially what's going on now. Hodil Hashem Ki Tov, the more you thank Hashem, the more you can make brachas, the more you go out of your way to thank Hashem, and say, thank you Hashem for my family. Thank you Hashem for my health. Thank you Hashem for my family's health. Thank you Hashem for my friend's health. Thank you Hashem for my community. Thank you Hashem that my internet's working. Thank you Hashem for all, for every detail. Says the Chozer Avot, the more you thank Hashem, Hodul Hashem Ki Tov, Ki Li Olam Chasdo. Then the more you'll feel and the more you'll see Hashem's kindness. Says the Chozer Avot, it works like a barometer. The more you think, the more you'll get. Hashem has a big treasure for each and every one of us. And every single time we make a bracha and we do something kind, specifically let's focus on saying thank you. The more we say thank you, the more Hashem will say at the end of the day, this is a person who gets it. I'm going to shower him with good health and good grades and good friends and all the good things. But it all comes from the simple thank you. Sometimes we think a simple thank you to Hashem goes above and beyond. It's incredible. It's not just brachas. Trying to daven. I'll be honest with you. Davening by myself outside, it's very hard to focus. But for that one bracha, maybe for modim, maybe like Rabbi Wexler always says, for modim, let me think. Right before I'm going to say modim tonight, primarif, and for shamar shachar semincha, let me say thank you to Hashem. What am I thinking about in my modim? Am I thinking about my health? Am I thinking about my family's health? Am I thinking about the world? Am I thinking about Klai Yisrael? Says the Chozer Avot, the more you thank Hashem, the more protection and the more reward Hashem will give you. Let's just end off with a story. There's another great rabbi that Rabbi Potak likes to quote. He's known as Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev once decided when he was just recently married to be able to go travel to go learn Torah by the great, great rabbi known as the Maggid of Mizrich, one of the earlier Taminim of the Baal Shem Tov, the founder of the Hasidic movement. And the Kedushas Levi's father-in-law was very upset. He was very upset. He said, you're leaving my daughter to go to learn Torah by the Maggid? And finally he came home. And he said, after a few weeks, and he said, so, what was so special that you learned by the Maggid that you couldn't learn here? What was so special that you learned by the Maggid and Mezrich that you couldn't go learn over here? And listen to what the Kedushas Levi, boys and girls, said. Look, listen to what he said. He said, I realized that there's a God in the world. I realized that there's Hashem in the world. So, the Kedushas Levi's father-in-law says to him, he says, I don't understand. Everyone knows that. And next thing you know, they call in one of the helpers in the kitchen. And the helpers in the kitchen, they said, at the end of the day, come over here. And they called her in, they said, you believe in God? And she said, you believe in Hashem? And he said, yeah, of course I believe in God. So the Kedushas father-in-law says, Levi Yitzchak, see, even the kitchen worker, even our good friend over here, Chanela, she believes in God. Why'd you have to go all the way over there? You had to leave my daughter, you had to leave the kid, you had to leave our whole family. Why? So this is what he said. He said, she says it, but I know it. In such a deep line. She says it, but I know it. If you don't believe in Hashem, in what we've seen just past 24 hours, how many things can Hashem literally bring us? Such crazy things happening in the world. Really, literally, the entire world, Hashem is begging us to wake up. Hashem is saying, wake up, I exist. The Kedushas Levi was saying, I went over there to learn the great Torah from the Maggid of Mizrich because I learned what it means to believe in Hashem. I learned what it means to care for others. I learned what it means to say thank you. I learned what it means to be kind and caring and considerate. I learned what it means to daven. It's very easy to say that I believe in Hashem, but over there by the Maggid, I actually saw it. I saw it every single minute. I saw it every single day in the way he davened, the way he learned, the way he treated his kids. So boys and girls, I think just to recap for us to be able to realize that every action that we do, especially now, when there's so much going on in the world, and maybe we could say that at the end of the day, It's hard not being in school. It is. I'll be honest with you. I love my kids. I much rather be in school with my other kids. To be in school, to be able to learn Torah. And learning Torah is, I'll be honest with you, the next time we step into school, it's going to make you appreciate school so much more. But let's make sure that this is what Hashem wants right now. Hashem doesn't want us to be in school. He doesn't want us to be in minyan. He wants us to be at home. Let's try to be a little more caring, to be a little more considerate, sensitive to our siblings. To be a little more kind to our parents. To say thank you to our parents. And ultimately to say thank you to Hashem. Because by David HaMelech, the ultimate thing that David HaMelech enacted the 100 brachas for a reason. He said, you want to stop the plague? Make sure to have 100 brachas in your life. Make sure you thank Hashem for everything He gives you in your life. And that's what the Chozal Ben says, Hodu Hashem ki tov, ki olam chasu. The more you thank Him, the more you'll get. And finally, to end off, and just because he said 8:20, it's only 8:18 for everyone looking at their clocks. The Rav Shutz Rebbe, the Zera Kodesh says, we're going to say this in Ma'arav in a few minutes. Sheyibana beis hamikdash, nup emheira, v'yameinu, v'sein chalkinu b'sor sefer. We ask Hashem that you should rebuild the beis hamikdash speedily in our days. Boys and girls, Moraleya and Moracha, Morashani, will be very upset at me. When I was in college, when I was in NYU, I didn't do so well in my Hebrew class. I did not do so well. I even had to take a semester off because I did so bad. Or badly. It was really rough. I think it was a C minus or a D plus. It was rough. Sheyibana beis hamikdash b'mehera v'yameinu. What does a beis do in the beginning of a word? A beis can either mean do in. What could a beis also say? Beis could also mean, what does beis do? Beis can mean with. We ask Hashem, sheyibana beis hamikdash b'mehera v'yameinu. We ask Hashem that you should bring Mashiach not only in our days, but with our days. Sorry, there's someone who's doing something very funny on the screen. Not only in our days, but with our days. And with our brachas. And we ask Hashem and down into Hashem. And right now, specifically, when it comes down to there's so much going on in the world, let's make sure to do our best to be a little more kind, a little more sensitive. But specifically, when it comes to being kind and caring, to do a little bit more. And especially when it comes to brachas, recognizing Hashem, thanking Hashem, because the more you thank Him, the more you'll have in your lives. Be'ezus Hashem, and never think that one bracha what will not do. Sheyibana beis hamikdash from here of Yamenu, that Hashem should rebuild the beis hamikdash. He should give us our families, our protection, our health, and our safety and security for us and our families and the entire world. From here of Yamenu, not only in our days, but with our days, with our brachos, with our actions. Signing off, I hope everyone here has a great night and enjoy the rest of your night. Thank you, everyone. Toda rabah. Have a Laila Tov. Toda.